The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, CFAL, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Island Pay, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I do apologize for the late start. I had an issue today. It's none of your business. I'm just didn't mean to start this late. But here we are. I don't need no lessons now. I don't know. The Bahamian is waiting for the opportunity to give you life lessons, Kermit. Anything? They waiting in the wings with lessons. He said, hey, how to cook, how to live your life, how to bank, how to manage your father, raise your children. I don't need no lessons right now. If I want feedback, I'll ask for it. I need no lesson, though, on what time to start. So you could save all that. All right, we got a couple of things to talk about because there's some developments happening. Nothing major, but some things are happening. Word on the street is the Grand Lucayan deal is going to be signed tomorrow. In Grand Bahama, that's Wednesday, which I thought they were going to the house tomorrow, but maybe not. I guess not. None of they're going to be in Grand Bahama. Chester Cooper's acting prime minister. I think the prime minister comes back on Thursday. I could be wrong about that, but I think the prime minister comes back on Thursday. Anyway, Chester Cooper's acting prime minister. In the interim, while the prime minister's out of the country. And you know what always happens, like when the guy who's in charge goes away, that's when all the crazy stuff happens, right? So Brave Davis goes away. Chester Cooper's left here to like answer what's going on with Sandals, etc. Chester Cooper now has to deal with the Grand Lucayan deal, although he's been dealing with it since then. Chester Cooper is now, you know, having to do the Flamingo, HMBS Flamingo Memorial, which I want to say condolences again and my gratitude to those who lost their lives in the HMBS Flamingo and those who survived, all right, and the service they gave, all right? I'm going to send gratitude on behalf of the nation to you. All right. Now, before we get into all that, right, I want to illustrate something to you that's happening in the United States that could be somewhat instructive to us here in the Bahamas. Now, who out there among you is familiar with a rapper named Young Thug? Anyone? You know Young Thug? I'm sure you know Gunna. Heard of Gunna, right? Yeah. Anyway, Young Thug's an idiot, okay? And he is very successful and very rich. He's from Atlanta. And he's affiliated with a gang called Young Stoner Life, YSL. Yeah? Your kids know who Young Thug is. Your kids know who Gunna is. Young Thug is a despicable human being who really should be no one's role model. In any event, Young Thug and a bunch of his cohorts have been indicted under the United States RICO Act, all right? So the RICO Act is the Racketeering, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations Act, okay? And what it does is it targets gangs, it targets criminal organizations, it targets conspiracies among them to commit crimes. You don't even have to actually commit the crime. You just got to conspire to commit the crime, and you can get life in prison on a lot of these things, okay? So you cannot be involved in racketeering. You cannot be involved in any conspiracies to commit crimes. You cannot assist anyone in any way, shape, or form to commit a crime, right? And racketeering is just a very broad thing. That means just criminal business endeavors, all right? And that's what racketeering is. In any event, let us look at what's happening with Young Thug. Remember that day when I was telling y'all, like, I'm just trying to help you understand something about them so we can understand something about us. Remember that day when I was telling you, like, if I was Haitian, I wasn't going to claim Kodak Black, right? Because he also is a despicable person. I know he might come give out some, like, tablets in the community or whatever like this. This man's a criminal, all right, who's been in trouble all his life, who, despite having millions of dollars, is still a drug addict and still would still be a felon if not for Donald Trump giving him a pardon. These are our heroes. These are who our children look up to, these rappers who, by and large, are useless, right? Now, I listen to rap music, certainly, because I can separate what they're talking about in the rap music from reality. Unfortunately, a lot of people cannot. And when you see people like Young Thug, who, again, has made tens of millions of dollars in the past, I would say, 7, 8, 9 years, who are still involved with this gangsterism, I don't understand it, all right? I never really rated Young Thug, so I don't care if you, like, bury him in prison. When I see it happen in other places, like how they sent Vibes Cartel to prison, like, I know he killed someone, but I felt a type of way about it, you know? He's still the teacher. But you can't be involved in criminal activity and have it, you know, be so influential among young people. But I'm going to talk about the RICO charge, and then I'm going to try to draw a parallel to us in the Bahamas, okay? You ask me where I'm going somewhere with this. All right, so Young Thug, arrested on RICO criminal street gang activity charges. Young Thug, his real name is Jeffrey Lamar Williams, was booked on Monday in the Fulton County Jail in Georgia. Now, if you are familiar with Georgia, as many, 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 many Bahamians are, you would understand that most of the officials in the Atlanta area are black, all right? So I know you're going to hit me with the white man and the system. I know you're going to hit me with that, but these are the most of the prosecutors and the federal prosecutors black, right? These are black people who are sick of other black people conducting criminal activities and lionizing it, and they want these people to either stop what they're doing or go to prison for life, okay? And those are the options. Am I saying the United States criminal justice system is fair and there's not racism involved in it? I am not saying that. What I'm saying is don't hit me with the white man thing right now, because the black people are tired of what's going on around here, all right? Okay, Young Thug is facing legal trouble stemming from two alleged offenses spanning the last decade. According to jail records in Fulton County, Georgia, the 30-year-old musician was booked Monday on two charges: conspiracy to violate the Racketeer, Influence, and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO, and a charge of participation in criminal street gang activity. The RICO charge stems from an alleged January 2013 incident, while the criminal street gang activity charge is linked to an alleged incident from May 2018. Now, let me tell you something about rappers and them being charged with crimes, all right? And the difference between rappers and the young people out here who listen to these rappers so foolishly and try to live like them. These guys have money, okay? This guy's a millionaire, all right? He can afford to pay for these charges. So he's supposedly the head of, or one of the heads of the YSL, Young Stoner Life, or some guys call it Young Slime Life, whatever like this. And it's a street gang in Atlanta. All right. Two charges were brought Monday as part of a 56-count state indictment that names 28 alleged associates of Young Slime Life, including fellow rapper Gunna. You've heard of Gunna, right? Yeah? You've heard of Gunna, I'm sure, if you listen to popular music at all. They're probably playing him on one of our stations right now. All right. Gunna, whose legal name is Sergio Giovanni Kitchens, and Christian Eppinger, who's accused of seriously wounding an Atlanta police officer in a February shooting. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis hinted at a RICO indictment last month when Eppinger, an alleged gang member, also known as Briss, was granted bond. That decision drew public ire and harsh criticism by Willis, who said the case was indicative of a problem with the bond process in Fulton County. I'm with you, lady. I'm with you. Yeah? There's a problem with the bond process in the bleeding Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Because I don't see how a dude could be on three bloody murder charges, get an ankle bracelet, right? He doesn't get bail. It wasn't that high to begin with. Then get charged again. And the bail is like, oh, $10,000. What are you talking about? Doesn't an abundance of caution, and we're going to talk about judicial independence, but doesn't an abundance of caution say to you, yeah, innocent until proven guilty, but we still can logically look at things and go, there's an issue here, right? And therefore, the risk of something possibly happening again or him falling back into some sort of alleged criminal activity should mitigate how high the bail goes. And you're going to have defense lawyers crying, oh, it's not our system. I don't want to hear y'all. I don't want to hear y'all. Okay? Because I'm going to explain what's happening out here while we all pussyfooting around appealing to our higher angels, right? And only the good people, only the moral people supposed to follow the rules. Only the moral people are supposed to be benevolent and give people the benefit of the doubt. The killers can do whatever the hell they want and then appeal to our better angels to go, well, you know, troubled youth and circumstance, you know, led them to go murder somebody. They didn't have a job. And someone told me the other day, there was no job, so he murdered someone. Okay. Just like there's a problem with the bond process in Atlanta, and these guys' bond be way higher than the bond for these guys here. All right? So, and she was criticized for saying that because it indicated that she believed that he was guilty and others were guilty. All right? Williams was taken into custody Monday during an Atlanta police raided his home in Buckhead. Y'all been to Atlanta before? You know where Buckhead is? All right? Multi-million-dollar homes. All right? But he ain't living like y'all. He still is an idiot involved in criminal gang activity, allegedly. But he's living in Buckhead. And here's the lesson. If you acting crazy, these people can come get you. A police spokeswoman directed further inquiries to the district attorney's office, which has not provided further comment on the criminal indictment. The document accuses Williams of engaging in racketeering activity between January 2013 and May 2022. May, like now, right? It's the 10th of May, like now. In addition to crimes alleged in the indictment, prosecutors said Williams and his co-defendants promoted and furthered the interests of YSL in social media and through music. The organization, which bears the same name as Williams' record label, got a start in 2012 in the Cleveland Avenue area and allegedly claims affiliation with the National Bloods street gang. Specific allegations against Williams include theft by receiving a stolen firearm in 2013, threatening to kill an employee of Perimeter Mall when he was banned from the premises in 2015, and possession of methamphetamine, hydrocodone, and marijuana in 2017. Did I forget to add that most of these guys are drug addicts with substance abuse problems? You can keep all of them, right? There's a couple I would like for you to spare because I think that we could argue a case that it's just art and it's not real life. Among them, the Migos, the Three Wise Men, I would like them to... if they've been staying out of trouble, please let them go and let them continue creating their art. I think they're geniuses. But you can have Young Thug, you can have Gunna, you can have all these people, all right? And they're not my people, they're Americans, although a lot of them probably have Caribbean roots. Separate charge of participating in criminal street gang activity details activities between May 2018 and May 2022. That charge, which is the final count of the lengthy indictment, accuses Williams alone of occupying a leadership position in YSL and overseeing a long list of alleged crimes, including murder, aggravated assault, armed robbery, carjacking, drug possession, and more. What else is there, Kermie? After murder, aggravated assault, armed robbery, carjacking, drug possession, and what's the more? Weapons possession? Yeah, he got one of those. Stolen firearm. I guess there could be like a sexual assault crime, if that would be the only other thing that could be more of that. In any event, Young Thug is possibly going to go to jail. Okay. And maybe not, because he's got lawyers and he can pay. Okay. You know Young Thug? Y'all wasn't dancing to this dude? No? With, Havana? Remember he's on a remix to Havana? Right? No? Rap about drugs and pills and being stoned out of your mind all the time? Because he grew up in poverty, so that's why, you know. What's happening? That's why he's on drugs. All right? And what I want to know is, sorry, somebody sent me a message. What I want to know is, at what point do you take carriage over your own life? Because that's what we've been, and I'm not trying to diss nobody, right? And we had one of the editorial writers in The Guardian write an opinion that I disagreed with about the lack of jobs causing the young people to go into criminal gangs. I don't buy that at all. I told you all that before. We had another letter writer, Michael Folks, talking about how we don't give these young people opportunities and that's why their lives are ruined. I don't buy that at all, not in any significant measure. I ain't trying to hate on y'all. I just don't buy it. One of my best friends works with underprivileged youth, and he said, oh, you got to give them opportunities. Yeah, I buy all that, but at some point, at which point in your life are you accountable for your actions is what I want to understand. And here's where I am. And for me, please reference the Nas song from the album Stillmatic, What Goes Around, okay? So all that we're being taught in this music, in this glorification of gangs, is poison, all right? And it's killing us. And Nas famously quotes, and I can't say it because I'd have to bleep it out, a lyric. Nas says, this is my level. I don't care if it gets you mad. He didn't say, I don't care. You can figure out what word he substituted with. I don't care if you get mad at me. I'm past the point of caring. If you think I'm on the white man's agenda or whatever, I don't care, dude. I understand what's going on around here. Thousands of people have died through gang violence, through criminal gangs. And I'm hoping if this guy's guilty, Young Thug, he goes to jail, and everyone else too, and Gunna too, so that the people who emulate these fools, among them our own people here in the Bahamas, can understand that there is nothing glorious about this, about a life of drug-addled criminality, pushing poison, as Nas said, to your own people. They're affiliated with the Bloods gang. And I'm going to close here and I'm going to say this, because again, I don't care. I'm going to have people who, well, you know, systemic racism. I get all that. But this stuff has to end, all right? Because here's what's true. If you're a black American, testify if you can, okay? The Bloods and the Crips, street gangs in America that started in California have now spread to every corner almost where there's inner city people, are the worst thing to happen to black people since slavery. They have killed more black people than the Ku Klux Klan, than the police in America, than were hanged during Jim Crow. They're a poison. And they should be eradicated with extreme prejudice. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what we need to do here, or we could look at here, to crush this influence of gangs in this country. You're not doing anybody any good. You're killing us. And it needs to stop. That's my level. I don't care if I get you mad. We'll be right back.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Gentlemen, so good to have you with us. We're talking about Young Thug being charged under the RICO Act and Gunna as well. Yeah, you know Young Thug, you know Gunna. What's Gunna? Pushing P or whatever it is. That's what we sell to, you know. And they're so talented. Is what kills me, right? And so are the Jamaicans. Like, in fact, I think the Jamaicans are more talented than the Americans. Real talk. Like, in terms of what they're doing. They're so talented. But it's like, at some point, you got to figure out, look, we got to separate what we're saying on a record from what is real life and explain to people carefully the difference. You understand? At some point, I think you should do that. I love dancehall, you know, all of it. I'll stick with the more raunchy stuff. That's sort of the hardcore crime stuff. Although I like Governor. Some others. Anyway, I'm hoping that if they're guilty of this, they go to prison. And it's already in every site and news outlet in America. And they need to go ahead and make sure to follow this closely and detail carefully that they're going to prison. Because there's no excuse, none. For people, I'm sure Young Thug must have made tens of millions of dollars, at least over the last 4 or 5 years. These guys are getting paid now, all right? None of you have to be involved in all this stuff like that. And grown men like Snoop Dogg, you should be ashamed of yourself for still repping these violent gangs. Right? And I'll say it again. They're the worst thing to happen to black people on the planet Earth, I would say, in the last 50 years. Since Jim Crow, for certain. And probably killed more people than Jim Crow. And what's so sad about it is y'all kill y'all own brothers and sisters. They just set you up and you took it over and they were like, you know what? We don't got to kill these black people no more. You ain't gonna worry about y'all riding by the police killing black people. You ain't gonna worry about the police. Your own black people can kill you. That's what's more prevalent and likely to happen, right? You ain't gotta worry about nobody calling you nigger. Your own black people doing it. Although I do use the word liberally. You ain't gotta worry about nobody calling your daughter the B word. Your own people will do it and glorify it and demean them. And talk about killing everybody they don't like, killing anybody who call their name. And that's how they live. And this is what we push to our children. Yeah? Big grown men and women. It's despicable. Okay? And that's where I am with it. I make no apologies for it. You go and try, explain it away all you want. It's these people are enemies of colored people, okay? This is the enemy, these violent gangs. That's what we need to eradicate. Just they need to eradicate them in America. It'll be the best thing y'all ever did. We need to eradicate them in the Bahamas. It says, well, nothing worse than Chicago drill music. We're the only race that call each other hoes and bitches in music. Yeah. I do listen to rap, but I like the beats more than the lyrics, but a lot of people do try to live the lifestyle of these songs. Really, could you imagine Taylor Swift singing songs about bitches, but Beyonce and Rihanna do it on the regular, and they're divas, so. Yeah. Because drill music is originally from Chicago. And Chicago, again, Bloods and Crips, Gangster Disciples, all offshoots, they are killing each other, all right? Like crazy. Black people killing, ain't no white man put a gun in their hand. They're killing each other. Robbing each other. Pushing drugs to each other. And who don't die by the time they're 25? Go to prison and rot in prison. And what they don't tell you is all these gang guys and everything who's so like hardcore in the street, when they come out of prison, they ain't nobody. They shrivel up, they broke. They can't do nothing. If they're reformed, they'll try to do something for the community. They can't hardly do for themselves. But yet we, running after them, our children, dying behind this nonsense. And I know I sound like the ratchety old man, right? That's where I am. I'm the ratchety old man. I was around when hip-hop started. Okay? My brother and I used to we used to play with the antenna on like his boombox so that we could get like, we could get the New York stations were replayed on some of the Miami stations that played like hip hop, some of the black stations, and we would tape it on his boombox. We had a cassette tape, right? Some of y'all don't even know what a cassette tape looks like. I had a cassette tape, and we would tape it, all the static and everything, and listen back to it. It was the best music we ever heard in our lives, and it certainly didn't start off like this. And I still think there's an incredible amount of creativity that goes into it. Chicago drill music is great. New York drill music is outstandingly well put together, but it's crazy, crazy violent. All right? There's some guys out there who are talented beyond belief. All they talk about is killing people. Eli Frost, D-Thang, these guys. I'm pretty sure they're both in prison at this point. I could be wrong about that. So we gotta do better than this, all right? It says, we just lost, bro. We have horrible role models, and the corporate world also makes a ton of money off of it. Just look at who ultimately owns these record labels. Birdman doesn't own Cash Money. Look at all the great movies Denzel made. His only Oscar was for playing a dirty cop in Training Day. Yeah. I mean, you're right. Yeah, we just are lost, right? And so before I depart this earth, I would like to just dispel the myth that this makes sense. And some people are going to be like, well, Juan, you discounted a lot of years of systemic... I know. I get that. But I also get at some point, you're going to have to look around you and go, look, these gangs are poison. And you can try to figure out how they popped up and all this stuff like that. But until you crush them, they're going to continue to poison your community, kill your community out. I'm not exaggerating when I say thousands of people have died in the Bahamas because of these gangs. So I can make no apologies for it. I want to see it eradicated. I think we could do much better than this. Were people killing people before they had the Bloods and the Crips? Yeah. Have they made the situation 100,000 times worse? Yes. Are we emulating this exact same stupidity here in the Bahamas? Looks like it. And it's got to stop. We're going to talk about the amendments that are on the books to the penal code that actually deal with gangs. I don't believe most of it is constitutional. Looking at it, and I'll explain why. But we'll talk more about that on the other side. Stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. Is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Play this record as frequently as possible.
Friday, May 20th, it's time to feel good.
It's Star Wars 6 and Four Walls.
Feel good Friday.
Classic.
The Star 106 Anniversary Edition.
Happening at the Four Walls Squash and Social Club Village Road.
It's the after work.
I got so
early vibes.
Vintage.
Block party.
Exclusively for the grown and sexy.
With the best in throwback classics.
Happening at the new outdoor terrace bar at Four Walls.
Limited tickets on sale now at the Nassau Guardian and Four Walls for $20 in advance.
Come out early to enjoy the open room bar from 5 to 6 p.m.
This is a strictly cashless party.
So bring your old school dancing moves with your new school payment options.
Feel Good Fridays, Friday, May 20th.
The city of Miami is waiting for you, and Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes! You heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win. Whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others, it's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, where we're talking about gang violence in the United States. And, you know, you could sit here and dream that what is happening with this violence in the United States doesn't have anything to do with us. That's not the case. So don't believe that. That ain't nobody feeling the impact of what's happening over there from here. Because you only need to drive around and know that they play this music over and over and over again. Right around here. Our radio stations play it. And I'm not hating on you, you know. You can lie in your music. Hey, that ain't no issue. It's art, right? I don't got a problem with that. Like Luther Vandross wasn't singing about no woman. You know what I'm saying? Which makes me feel weird when I think about some of the stuff I was doing to Luther Vandross songs. But anyway, you can lie and talk about, you know, whatever, or what you used to do, you know what I mean? And that was your life, and now you want something different. But to keep pushing it and trying to have this, like, who's the realest and who got cred and all this other stuff like that, and that's your real life, it's disgusting. And you leading these young people down a path that they can't escape from. Ain't nobody around here becoming no millionaire. When they had the killings the other day, I was speaking in the news group about it, and one of the reporters said, well, this is just warming up, right? And I go, okay. This doesn't seem like the warm-up to me. This seems like we're deep in the, like, the ninth inning, you know what I'm saying? And the reporter was like, well, you believe that because you're not really connected to the streets. And I thought about it, and I was like, I don't want to be connected to the streets. Like, what a terrible thing to aspire to hang your hat on, to be connected to all the killing and bloodshed and murder. So I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in them going to prison. Okay? That's what I'm interested in. Put them in prison. If they don't know how to act, that's where they belong. Okay? Now, I'll also say this. Y'all keep playing around here and think that everyone just gonna let it ride, or that's only the Bahamian police watching you. As you can clearly see, the United States don't really care about the sovereignty of your borders in terms of who they're trying to go get to charge with crime and put in prison. All right? El Chapo, for instance. 90 Knowles, for instance. Okay? Now, look at what the United States just did a couple of weeks ago in Haiti, where they kidnapped the gang leader. He was in the States, and they all stopped him already trying to go through customs. He was in the hardcore depths of Haiti, in the mountains, I'm told. And the United States went and got him and brought him out. The United States also just extradited a Haitian from Jamaica, who's an ex-senator, and charged him with a conspiracy to commit murder outside the United States. That's where they at with this. If you have a meeting in the United States about talking about planning somebody's death outside the United States, you could get up to life in prison. That's where they're at with this stuff. I'll explain to you where we're at with our penal code and why a lot of this, I don't believe, is constitutional. All right. We had a call. Let's do a call. That's fine. No problem. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Brother, how are you, Brother McCartney?
I'm great. How's it going?
All is well. Your topic could always be very, very, very important.
Thank you.
But Brother McCartney, mm-hmm. myself and you, we are getting old now with family.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have grandchildren yet, but you know, you're getting there.
Right.
As I look now, and I've been calling on your show, and I want to congratulate you for entertaining me. Brother McCartney, all I see now, the world is being consumed by economics. What do I mean? You talk about the music of yesteryear. Luther Vandross, Otis Redding, Sam Cooke, James Brown, Joe Tex. The list continues with those great, great artists. And today, the lyrics that we listen to, it's all about gang violence, talking bad about women, defaming women, etc. And it's in the name of economics. And what make it so bad due to the liberalization of where the world want to go? We must well. I mean, I was an exhumer. My mother's 88 years old, and I spent a few days with her. And at her age, as we watched the news, my mother is so concerned. And I said, Mom, I said, they're not your children. I said, boy, everybody's children is my children.
Yeah.
You know, that's the mind she has. When she hear about homicide, my mother normally sit and weep. It may not be her biological child, but it's the someone child. We in a bad place. Brother McCartney, I am not speaking dumb, but we in a bad place. The church has become liberalized. You can go to church, person, scanty clothes, our sisters. Oh, sometimes I wonder. I mean, I think you're all going to have carnival, eh? You're all going to have carnival next week, eh?
Yeah, so they say.
You say so, they say. You're all going to have carnival. And I don't see the excellent in one exposing themselves. And they believe that is life. You go to church, the message has been watered down. No message on the family structure. If this is not a conspiracy, I am not on the phone. This is a conspiracy in the name of economics. There is no message on the family, on the order, the protocol, on the way. I mean, I remember in the banks when the job was, when you walk in the bank, it was so prestigious. The hotel, when you walk around, it was so prestigious to work in these entity. Today, we loose like a loose cannon. But we still, what confused me, we still want positive results. How can we get that when we want to liberalize all the traditional values and get positive results? Please, Mr. McCartney, when you can give me that answer, I will stop calling on this phone.
Okay, for sure, man. I appreciate it. It says, Juan, you forgot the Honduran president just got extradited on drug charges. Yeah, him, the British Virgin Islands premier, they don't be playing. They deal, they get go get who they want. Get They get Buju Banton, although I know how Portia Simpson Miller led that ride. I was going to do like a prisoner exchange. You could have 50 Jamaican criminals for Buju, or I'll go get Dennis Coke for you. But you saw how hard that was for Bruce Golden to make that happen. They do the opposite. Bruce Golden party was paying a law firm in the States to petition for him not to be extradited. Then Bruce Golden had to go get him. Over 300 people, if I remember correctly, died. And they had a war going on in West Kingston. He resigned. Let me stop talking bad about Bruce Golden. He was the head of our mission of electoral observers last September. But people did die in West Kingston in droves. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, great. Mr. McCartney, what's the tail end with these young fellas killing? They know the fella who have the money, give them a contract to kill someone, and they don't think he can send someone to kill them so he could be quiet?
No.
They don't think that could happen?
I only could assume no, that they still around, you know what I mean?
Mr. McCartney, you know what's the new Bahamian? The new Bahamian is a follower, you know. Mm. The new Bahamian is a follower. You see how they go crazy for American music, Jamaican music, any other music than Bahamian music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't a diss other countries.
I ain't gonna lie, the Jamaicans have made good music, and Americans. I'm hitting them for that,
Mr. McCartney. I'm not hitting them for that, but I'm saying, like, we ain't proud of our own people.
True.
That's what I said. Now, we ain't proud of our own people. You know what show I can't stand, Mr. McCartney? Those black women, what goes on those reality shows and make black women look bad.
I like the real
How story. Long black women fight to be on top, and they drag them back down.
Yeah. But you know what it's all for, right?
For ratings?
It's for clout, for likes, for ratings, for money. And you know who they're entertaining, right?
The same young girls right here who are doing the nonsense right now.
Correct. What's happening is the people who they're trying to seek popularity because they want to gain critical mass. So in order to get real critical mass and commercial success in the United States, the white people have to get on board with your music, your art, whatever like that.
Correct.
All right.
But Ms. McCartney,
so while you're entertained, well, this is what I'm saying. So while you're using our trauma, our dysfunction to entertain white people so you can get rich, it's killing our community.
McCartney, I can say something to you. I hope this thing gets for everything off topic, but that's exactly what happened in politics.
Oh, okay.
Soon as the politicians get in there, they forget what they're going to do and what they do. Get rich. And forget everything what they first started and say they can do.
Okay.
Think about that.
I'm going to have to chew on that.
When you go home today, no, you don't drink no more. When you go home today, think about that.
I will. I drink on the weekend. All right.
Have a good day, Mr. McGann.
All right, thanks, man. I can't apologize no more. I can't make excuses for it. I can't. You're going to feel however you feel about me. You're going to feel about however. But think about what I'm saying. It says, great show as usual. They still hitting people up with the RICO charge. I thought that was old school. People actually started snitching because the RICO charge was a lifetime sentence handed to you. You'll start talking quick. Yep. Just remember Freaknik? What happened to Freaknik? Freaknik? Yeah, Freaknik used to be in Atlanta. ain't happening no more. What happened was a lot of people didn't understand the distinction between fraternizing and sexual assault. And that had to shut down. What is drill music? Is it similar to trap music? Yes. Yes, it is, actually. It's more of the culture of murdering each other street by street in gang warfare in the United States of America. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. No? Okay. Let's try this call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. All right. Let's do some text messages. Says if you use the U.S. phone line, internet service in the U.S., or use the Yankee dollar to plan or commit a crime, the U.S. has jurisdiction. It's called the long arm status. Yeah. It says, I wonder if Gunna no Pookie is leaving. And look, I'm not sitting here from a place of purity and go, I don't listen to hip hop. I listen to it every day, every single day. However, there's become a culture where people can't distinguish reality from what these guys are talking about and how they're living. Not everybody's meant to live that way. Not everybody's supposed to be a rap star. And nobody should be taking promethazine every day or Percocet or handfuls of Xanax or sipping lean from morning till night, all right? It's just not a sustainable way to live. I don't know how many more people I got to show you who died doing all that for you to go, oh, no, that's not, you can't live like that. You got to live with some sense of moderation. All right? And A, y'all are not them. And B, they get caught up too. Look at Young Thug. Says, you know who's a genius lyricist? Coolio. I did not know he wrote Gangster's Paradise. I don't know if he was a real gangster or not, but his lyrics certainly point out the gangsterism makes no sense in the end. I agree. Says, the Haitian gang leader who kidnapped the American... Is that the Haitian gang leader who kidnapped the American missionaries? Whether it was him or not, I watch all them U.S. special op moves. It ain't long now. No, that's him right there who kidnapped the missionaries. He thought that was just going to go like that. They ain't checking for me, a little old Haiti. I went and go kidnap the missionaries, everything cool, I'm in the mountain. They was like, don't mind Biden and Kamala Harris, them, Kiki and Trump and all that. When they want to come get you, somebody can make the call. And they can be like, go get him. All right? A lot of Bahamians listening to me right now know that's the case. Yes? You've been away for a few years? Yes? You couldn't move like you wanted to because you thought someone was going to come get you. Some people came and got some people. All right, and then when they're done with their sentence, they ship them right here. There you go. We're going to talk about the Bahamian law, which again, I don't know that it's applicable. Okay. Says, with a major issue like this, Exuma, that's happening, why is Brave Davis not back in the country to deal with this? Well, you know, he don't have to be able to deal with it. I mean, you know, he's got 20-something people in cabinet. They must be able to go take... I mean, if you had, like, a hurricane or something going, then, yeah, where's Brave Davis? You know what I mean? Or, like, a massive, huge event where numerous, like, you know, tens of people died or whatever like that. All right? Oh, Lord. All right. This is when I'm glad Young Thug got arrested. I don't know his music, but it's a good message to send to the black community who seems to be okay with gang affiliation. Yeah, we're throwing it up. All these people like Lil Wayne, who's a talented guy, but also, you know, a drug addict again. You know what kills me, right? Is like, any drug addict in the Bahamas, people scorn them. They treat them like they're barely human beings. If you're a drug addict in the Bahamas, if you're out here on drugs, you ain't getting nobody respect like that. Some people might help you, but nobody's looking up to you. In the States, if you're a rapper and you on every drug on earth from morning till night, you somebody's hero. Like, I think Lil Wayne's extraordinarily talented, and never in my life would I encourage anybody to live like he does. You know, if I gotta be like that to have all that money, I'd rather not. I'd rather have my life that's simple and I'm working to get by than have all the money I could ever want and be spaced out as he is. He can still rap now. He's just got a gift. But, you know. We got a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? All right. All right. Let me talk about what the gang law says here. And y'all need to do this because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the gangs in the States. I'm sick of the gangs here. I'm sick of what all y'all are doing. You need to go find something else to do. All right. Go try to work that money into something productive. All right. Oh, have some business opportunities around here. You selling drugs to your own people and shipping it overseas, getting everybody caught up in a bunch of nonsense. I don't support it. I think it's garbage. And I'm not going to sit around here and go, well, you know, they're just doing what they have to do to get by, are they? Because this is an incredibly complicated business to get away with anything for any amount of time. Like, I can't imagine that trying to conspire to transship cocaine and marijuana is somehow simpler than setting up a convenience store or a laundromat or a restaurant. I couldn't imagine that's the easy way. Okay, this is the Penal Code Amendment Act 2014. Oh, we got to, okay, let's take the calls. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
And your family?
We're great. Yes.
Great. Warren, I wish you could duplicate yourself. How much schools we get in the Bahamas?
A lot, yeah.
No, well, I'm serious. One, the message you're putting forth today, it is right on point. And see, because the position that you hold, if you could get in every school, starting from the primary school, and this same message, if you could get that across, and some folks, like you said, how could you blame poverty? You're killing, you're robbing people, and you're going, oh, I have to do this. One, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon. I remember living in a zone sometime. I guess I did eat cornflakes with sugar and water. But my mom told me, because my dad really is not there, if I don't get it for you, don't do it. Then Christmas time come. You know how they say you're writing letters and Santa?
Mm-hmm.
I want a bike. I want this. Then Christmas time come, the bike was there. So none of the children never went before court.
Right.
My grandfather taught me everything that I knew. And so one, keep the good works up. And I just wish that if they allow you to, I don't know how, because you're so busy, to get into the schools. This message this morning, that self-reliant, don't blame this and blame that. You got to take responsibility sometime, somewhere in your life. And the way you talk about your music, the Bible said good manners mean evil company, corrupt good manners. And then you set a child down in front of the television, though you allow him to have his own way and don't mind when he listens to this thing over and over again. And he internalizing that. So when he get older and he get mad, he want to pick up a gun. He want to pick up a knife.
Yep, absolutely.
And do wrong. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. Yep. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. Okay. All right, that's fine. And you know what else? And I'm tired of making excuses for our own people. I am. And I understand that nothing's fair about what happened. I understand that they carted our ancestors across the ocean in terrible conditions and subjected us to several hundred years of chattel slavery and then another 100 years or so of unfair treatment codified in law throughout all these islands of the West Indies and South America and North America, aside from, say, Canada. I understand all that. However, I don't see anything that we make popular as people of color on this side of the planet that is actually addressing breaking down systems of white supremacy and oppression that I can see. So you let me know where that movement is, because it ain't in these drug gangs. That's not, it ain't in the Crips and the Bloods. All they're about is killing people. Anyway, here's the Penal Code Amendment Act 2014. I hope Wayne Monroe looks at this and Ryan Pinder. And I hope that a lot of these people out here who are doing these heinous acts go to prison for a very long time. I will donate some more of my VAT money to help y'all go build a bigger prison. In fact, I have a whole plan I want to give Wayne Monroe that involves a barge in the tongue of the ocean. Yeah? That y'all ever seen the movie Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta, and when they sent Nicolas Cage to prison, and you, even if you get outside the prison, you can't go nowhere. That's my idea. You might be, maybe they got some strong swimmers. They can go from the middle of the Tongan Ocean and make it to shore, but probably not. Like if there's a hurricane, you dock it. You know what I mean? Like this. I hope that a lot of these people go to prison. This is, and I make no apologies for that. That's where you belong. This act, maybe besides the Penal Code Amendment. Okay, Section 4 of the Principal Act is amended by the insertion in the appropriate alphabetical position of the following. Bulletproof vest means a vest that is capable of providing protection from the penetration of bullets. I'm sorry, that's not the right section. That's just the meanings. Let me just move. All right, so let me just get into it. Okay. Gang membership. A person who's a member of an unlawful gang or participates in or contributes to the activities of an unlawful gang, okay, commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine of $500,000 or imprisonment for 20 years. 20 years just for being a member of a gang in the Bahamas. Okay? And I'm going to explain to you why I think some of this won't hold up in court. And they explain, to determine whether a person is actively contributing to unlawful gang activity, it is whether they use a name, word, or other representation that identifies or is associated with an unlawful gang, uses a similar symbol, tattoo, or other body markings, clothing, signs, and codes that identify or is associated with an unlawful gang, frequently associates with any of the persons who constitute an unlawful gang. And you know where a lot of this stems from? Some of it anyway? It stems from Central America, right? Because their gang problem is berserk. If you receive any benefit from an unlawful gang, engage in activities at the instruction of any of the persons who constitute an unlawful gang, participates in or contributes to the activities of an unlawful gang, where any of all the members of the gang engage in the commission of indictable offenses under the Penal Code or the Dangerous Drugs Act, is party to the commission of an indictable offense, commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine of $500,000 and imprisonment for 20 years. All right. Bulletproof vests, $100,000 fine, imprisonment for 20 years. Okay. Participation in on an organized criminal group. All right, I'm just looking at the fines. So participation, contributing to activities of an organized criminal group of three or more persons, $500,000 fine, 20 years in jail. All right. And they define what it means by participation. Okay. And here's where we mirror the U.S. Conduct outside of the Bahamas. That, if it occurred in the Bahamas, would constitute participation in or contributes to the commission of indictable offenses under this code. So I don't know. A lot of y'all are more connected to like some of the nitty-gritty than I am. I make no apologies for that. I don't want to know a lot of this stuff. But there's a series of videos that were going on around a few weeks ago of a Bahamian guy who said he was in the States or Canada. I can't remember which one. He may have said both. And he's talking about all the killings that was going on and him talking and all stuff. Him doing that in the United States is an admission of guilt of being involved in crimes in the Bahamas. And we could have him extradited to the Bahamas and charged. And you're liable to a fine of, let me see, $100,000 imprisonment for 20 years. Okay? Okay, so 20. They hit you with 20 in this one. Here's the issue with some of this. And I could be wrong, my legal scholars will have to explain it to me. This appears to institute mandatory minimum sentences. Okay? The Court of Appeal has found that mandatory minimum sentences violates the constitutionality of judicial discretion, and therefore they struck down the mandatory minimum sentences that Ingram had passed in 2011, I believe it was, dealing with the Firearms Act and also the Penal Code. Now, what's interesting about that, and some lawyer person will have to explain it to me, how does Ingram putting in law mandatory minimum sentencing for firearms violate the Constitution because judges should have discretion on sentencing, right? Yet, Sir Michael Barnett, as head of the Court of Appeal, can write a majority opinion that firearms charges should always carry a custodial sentence. That happened last year, all right? And Michael Barnett's majority opinion is precedent in the Bahamas. And if you go before the magistrate's court now with a gun, you will go to prison. You might get off if you get some ammunition with a fine. If you go with an illegal firearm, they're going to put you in prison. And the magistrate's going to say, and your lawyer's going to go, it's his first offense. And the magistrate's going to say, the Court of Appeal has set a precedent where firearms charges carry a custodial sentence. And you know what this is from? This is from the white dude who was in Abaco who had guns that weren't licensed. And he came and they go, oh, he's an old white man, leave him alone. Right? In the court. And they gave him a fine. And the Crown appealed it. And Michael Barnett said, go get this man and make him serve a custodial sentence. And everybody else who come with a gun need to serve a custodial sentence. How is that legal? But Ingram's stuff was unconstitutional. I'm confused. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. This here is what they need to do with these people around here. And quit playing games. I don't know what y'all... I got some thoughts. I don't want to ascribe nefarious intent to anybody in particular. But that... Everybody kind of tiptoeing around it mean that he got some affiliations that are a little too close for comfort, possibly. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How's it going?
Fine, man. I wanted to talk for something else today, but I can basically get more like open line because
okay.
some good behemoths came to me yesterday. I'm getting a good dialogue.
Good.
Make all of us rich, man.
Excellent.
Okay, now let me stick to your point of what they see. America might have their ways, but... Nobody but the laws over there. Nobody. And Americans was kidnapping people for a long, long time. Now you had an army.
Yeah.
And they get him.
Yeah, they don't. If they're in their national interest, they're going to go do it and then figure everything out after that.
See, most people go on, they mold murders to do a lot of talking. See, they got a bunch of weak judges on these benches, a bunch of weak people in our country. You go in a country like Turkey and Singapore with drugs, man, the kingdom can't even pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what time the American fellow going all the way there and spraying on the car and being people. He gets six blasts of the thing and he had to do the fine all the time. Mm-hmm. See, we need to stop playing this country war. You see, and it goes back to these guys who know they're supposed to to disclose every year. The leader of opposition is supposed to deal with it right away. That's $10,000 fine and plus 2 years in prison. Am I right?
$10,000 fine and 2 years, yes.
See, what the politicians got to understand now, we behemoth people, we kind of educated too, you know. And some of us smarter than some of them.
But let me show you something, though, JJ.
Go ahead, buddy.
If I was the Public Disclosure Commission chairman and you start running tape boat, you got busy and you got confused, I was going to refer you to the police. All right? Because I bet you'll get real clear real quick if you had to pay a $10,000 fine.
Exactly, Juan.
You ain't going to forget next time, right?
Exactly. And it's really thing about this, right? Because I can go, right? Because I really want to talk to you about something tomorrow. I can reach you up more like open land.
Okay, sure.
The more public tasty. See, Juan, yeah. I know I get legs and show my car here. I got a calendar. So that means if they don't do this, so it don't make no sense of license show in our car, eh? And that don't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, my brother.
Okay. All right, cool. Anyway, so that's what I want to see. Wayne Monroe, I with you, bro. You can have the $40 million. Go build the prison. Consider my barge idea. I have another idea where they could go to Mayaguana or Wankhee. Go dig a well for fresh water. Use the trees to build lodging. You know, you could hunt. They got wildlife on a key. Them pigs out there. Anyway, let me stop. The pigs protected? No? So the pigs in the ocean protected, but the pig on the farm, we kill all of them. We kill them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You go kill one of the swimming pigs. Oh! Oh! The swimming pig! Oh my God! They kill the pig! What do you think you're eating day in and day? What are you eating all night? What? You know? You don't want to know what the food... Oh, you don't want to know where it come from. That's fine. All right. That's like my daughter. This came from an animal? I go, yes. Well, I don't want it. I was like, okay. We can see when you get hungry. How cute the animal is that? I'll go get one of them swimming... Anyway, let me stop. Catch one of them slippins on. They all over now. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good day. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going, cuz?
Right up, man.
Excellent.
Listen, I love that idea. I've been trying to push for that for a long time. And not only for harsh punishment, but also because if you give people some kind, and I watched a couple of movies and even some documentaries, when you give a prisoner purpose, like gardening or building stuff or whatever, then they even act different. They even come up with a purpose. You understand?
Because I got your attention. See, I got your attention, right? So you in prison now. Right. Let's lock up all the prison officers who selling marijuana. You're in prison now, so you should be sober. You got time. Let's go. Right. Let's re-educate you on what life should really be like because you received a bad education.
And even, I understand, like, say, in certain states where you have a job or whatever, because a lot of them have children out here. You understand? The woman trying to take care of the children, they didn't lock up for 5-10 years.
Right.
They get out of jail now. They ain't got a dollar to rub together. And no one will hire them anyway. But they ain't good. And plus, they ain't learning nothing.
Right.
So they ain't right back to what they doing. But if you pay them 75 cents a day, you understand? For every day you wake or an hour or whatever, then when they come out now, at least they could get themselves a little apartment, a little transportation, something.
Correct.
You know, some to buy some tools with or, you know, to apply a craft or whatever. You understand?
Absolutely.
And I really agree with that. I know the barge might be a little expensive right now. But like just say Andres or Abaco or one of these, anyone, we need a lot of more roads. And like if we can go develop Andres right now, Andres ain't gonna ruin.
Right.
We need no Baco or no big tractor. We need shovel and pickaxe and they go down there and you understand? You ain't gonna
build the road. You ever talked to any inmate who like sends in prison? They bored, my brother. They want to do stuff. They want to do activities.
You lock up with 8 dudes and one little 6x6 cell or whatever, however big the cell is. Thank God I ain't never been. But you understand? I would be so glad to, I don't like mine like that anyway. I'd be so glad to get over here. I'd chop down tree and tree and road all day long. So I don't have to be in that thing. You understand? So we really have to reconsider, what you call it now, the correctional system in the Bahamas.
Right.
All you're doing over is saying, even if you send a little fella there for a joint, many times he come out there, he is a professional criminal now. And the only thing he could do from then is escalate.
Right.
Very few of them has come out and either they die quick, Because even if you get a lockup for something what you're going to do, as long as you get locked up for it, that means you do it. And when they catch up with you on this route, you dead. You understand?
Yeah, so absolutely.
And there ain't nothing you can do. There ain't no going on, you know, family island taking you. Nothing. We need to really revisit how this rehabilitation act in force.
Yeah, agreed. Well, absolutely.
Come on. So good talk, man, boy. Keep up the good week.
Thanks, Emil. Appreciate it. Let's take a call, then we'll take a break, and we'll be back after the break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Awesome, man. Awesome. Listen, very interesting conversation today.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things I think we need to take some notice here. 4 or 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, first and foremost, on the risk with these fines. You know, let these guys out with guns. You know, the gun, we all know that it's against the law for illegal to own a weapon here unless you went through it legally. But when it goes through the court system and it comes out, just slap on the wrist with these small fines, you know.
I don't know if you heard me just now where I explained that that's changed. And so it has changed. If you get convicted of a gun crime in the magistrate's court or the Supreme Court, you're going to do prison time.
Okay. Well, that's a start. Because the fines that has been issued over the past years were so small or minuscule, you know, a person could pay that and be back out here again in no time. And then being on bail after you have already been accused or suspected of committing one or two murders or so, that's also something that needs to be considered, because with a lot of the families that you hear screaming out, they feel that that's an insult. They have lost a loved one. And yes, I do agree that justice or the presumption of innocence is at play here. But then if a person is caught on videotape or red-handed or something, being in the vicinity, I mean, how could they come out on bail?
Mm-hmm.
All these things, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that needs to be, that has to be looked at to see whether we can improve on some of these systems and just try to let justice prevail. You know, and that's all I want to offer today. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. See, I think that it's going to take some creative lawmaking. So, for instance, yes, you are innocent until you're proven guilty. But there must be a way for prosecutors and the police to establish we have reasonable belief to believe this person is a threat outside of remand. And therefore, we want you to consider setting his bail higher and making the threshold higher. As opposed to everybody, well, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. Let's let him go. He got 4 murders on him now. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense to me. So there has to be a way to say, look, so for instance, if I get locked up for an alleged crime and I go to the judge and I go, look, I have been employed at the place I work for 15 years straight. I am up to date on all my taxes. I have, you know, businesses that are registered in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you know. I have a wife and I have children whom I live with, who I'm the main caretaker and provider. Like, those are good reasons to say, yes, he should have bail because he still has to operate his life. If you ain't got no real ties to anything legitimate, then you ain't got nothing much to do. You might as well just chill and remand until we sort it all out. To me, that's where I am with this. I mean, we could keep playing at it, right? We keep dancing around it, you know, while everybody dying. Well, not everybody dying. Well, lots of people dying. And you know why they don't check like this? And y'all want to talk, you know what systemic racism is? Systemic racism is the majority of people who run the legislatures and the prosecutor's offices in the United States, they're white people. And that the black people are killing each other, they'll deal with the crime, but there ain't no urgency to go fix all that. Obama making Netflix documentaries, dog. I don't put it all on him. But he in deep in Chicago inner city trying to figure out what all going on. That's racism when they leave you to, when they leave you to the mercy of the wolves among you. We'll be right back.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Forged in flavor. Wendy's new hot honey chicken sandwich infuses honey and heat to craft a sandwich so flavorful it can only be from Wendy's. It is handcrafted with our spicy premium chicken filet, glazed with a honey habanero sauce, pepper jack cheese, our famous applewood smoked bacon, and crispy pickle chips, all served on a premium bun. It offers the perfect balance of sweet heat, savory, and crunch. Available for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Let me try to get through some of your text messages before we got to go here. And I do, I am aware that not only people of color of African ancestry are in gangs and organized gangs and deal in criminal activity. I'm very well aware of that. But my thrust is this. I don't see any other people for certain in the Western world that elevates the celebration of the worst of us the way that we do. Maybe you know and you could help me. I don't see anyone else who does that. And nobody cares that we're doing it and they're making money off it and selling tickets to Coachella or whatever, all this, and people still dying. Say, hey, one of the swimming pigs seafood? Good question. Says, Juan, as you know, if you're able to try persons accused of murder in a reasonable time, the issue of bail doesn't arise. A big part of the problem is the criminal is already up to speed on how the system works. They make an application for bail immediately after arraignment. Wait to get a trial date in 2025, then apply again. Yeah, it needs overhaul, man. Says, I would love to see a program that when a person's found guilty of murder, he works for the children of the victims. Yeah, I think there should be a reconciliation and restitution process for certain. If police, prison, customs, immigration, or public service officers are convicted of a crime, let them serve double the time or double the fine that regular folks pay. Says, no one, not marijuana. I'm ready to let marijuana go. I don't get it to me. It's got nice beaches, but Good day one. To evolve one's consciousness requires great effort, but stagnation and degeneration requires no effort. It says Malcolm X achieved his doctorates in prison. Martin Luther King was locked up in Galileo. True. Says, if you never was locked up or placed in jail, doesn't make you better than anyone who has been. Jesus and Paul went to jail. It was not the end of the world. I didn't say you're no better than going in prison. I'm saying, look, if you out here killing people and selling drugs and all stuff like that, you need to be in prison. Okay? You need to go cool out for when 10, 15, 20 years, and you come back out. And we talk. Let's try to get you some corrective programs. We're going to send you to Troy Clark and all this. And then we talk. I'm not looking down on nobody in prison. I'm saying society can't function if y'all running amok out here with this foolishness. Just one, Long Island people are great swimmers. They could make it ashore. Maybe. Oh, you said you were referring to the caller, not me. Oh, okay, yeah. I don't look down on nobody, you know. I'm just trying to call it what it is. And I'm not trying to denigrate nobody in particular, but I'm saying this is bad for us. And Young Thug, if he's guilty, he needs to go to prison. All of them need to go to prison for quite some time, and it'll send a message to people out there that, oh, this ain't no game. Says those swimming pigs should be nice and salty. Buddy, if the rubber hit the road, the swimming pig coming with me. One, they went and got the Somali pirates while he was in Somali waters after hijacking Captain Phillips' ship. They want you. They're coming for you. Yeah. Da-da-da-da. Okay. This says, my question is as it relates to abortion. This is on off your topic. What is it do you call when men masturbate, clean up the wasted sperm, and throw that in the toilet? What is killing the sperm call? We on the topic of pro-life in this country, let's discuss this perspective of masturbate. What's that called? That's called releasing the tension, is what that's called. If that's hell, I've killed a million babies, if that's what that is. It's only sperm. There's no, it's not fertilized. This isn't the show. Forget it. One, even if Young Jock and gonna get convicted and receive long sentences, you can have fools saying free Young Jock, etc. Sadly, some people are wedded to this thug culture. They think black people who don't subscribe to this nonsense are lame. Yeah, that's what they call you, a lame. Nah, again, I'll trade some people for Vibes Cartel. I'll say that. And let's protect the Migos. Good day, one. An excellent show on black gang violence. They've not built any cities or society for success and survival. We've let talents be controlled by the violence and badness to life. We need to rebirth the real survival and brotherly love. Eradication is badly needed to reset our survival code to life. Choose the Most High God, Jehovah, and live. From the mayor of Grand Bahama. I got you. I'd rather my son be bugged out on, like, Fortnite, which he's gotten into playing recently, and, like, all these other stuff, than, like, consume this stuff en masse. We couldn't even play this around my father. We had to go buy this in secret. Like, when we go away, my brother would go to the record store, buy, like, the... Remember they had the parental advisory stickers on it? CDs? No? Y'all were all born in the last 15 years? Anyway. We got to go. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, CFAL, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Island Pay, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.